I think that's 7.
Yeah, we were recorded. How you doing, Ed? Okay, it's a little past 7. Welcome to the March 17, 2020 Plan Commission meeting. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business. First, I'll do our roll call. Chairman Parisi is here. Vice Chairman Schuessler?
Here.
Commissioner Paul?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy is absent. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Here.
Commissioner Zatar?
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Here.
Thank you very much. First item of business is approval of the minutes of the March 3rd, 2020 Plan Commission meeting. We've all had a chance to review them. Any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Zamparelli.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I move we open the public hearings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. First public hearing is item number 2019-0849, Yassini Jewelers Development Petition for a Special Use Permit Amendment and Site Plan Elevation Landscape Plan and Special Use Permit Amendment.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, staff?
Good evening, commissioners. Make sure I don't have any issues with this. Before you today is a petition for special use. The petitioner is looking to retrofit and expand the existing single-story retail building that's currently on site. They're looking to construct about a 3,400 square foot jewelry store on a half acre lot. The address is 30 Orland Square Drive. The comp plan designation is regional core, and the current zoning is core mixed use. The petitioner has fulfilled all of the public notice requirements, and I have their affidavit. And the case is before you for a recommendation. This is a copy of the comp plan map that shows that the property is designated as regional core. And surrounding the property are mostly retail land uses directly. The petitioner actually is occupying a tenant space to the north west of this in the strip mall at the corner of 149th and LaGrange. As I mentioned, the property is zoned core. This is a bird's eye view looking east and west. The property is this parcel here. This is the plat of survey, and the petitioner is looking to expand this building here. This is the site plan. As you can see, outlined is the existing footprint. So it's going to expand it to this envelope here. This is a copy of the landscape plan, which the petitioner is proposing planting, improving the landscaping on this site significantly. They have about 89% foundation planting. They're complying with all of the landscape zones that are required by our landscape ordinance. The next few slides are copies of their elevations. This is the west elevation, which is facing the ring road. Actually, this is their main entrance here. They're going to have some display windows. This material here will be better illustrated in their rendering, but this is going to be a leathered stone. And then the main color scheme is pretty much a light and dark gray brick, and they're going to use metal cornices, so overall the aesthetic is a very modern appearance. Sorry, this thing is okay. This is the north and east elevation. This is the elevation that will face the ring road. As you can see, they have very large windows, a great amount of transparency on this side. They're varying heights, so aesthetically this will offer depth, and the massing will give them more modern appeal. This is just an aerial just to show what the site currently looks like. As you can see, there is deficient in terms of landscaping. This building does not meet the foundation requirements. There are a few trees planted. And I pretty much just overlaid the landscape plan on top of the existing building. So as you can see, there's substantially more landscaping, and they're complying with all of the requirements. This is what's existing there. And the next two slides are just renderings showing the.
It is.
I didn't put the recommendation. So we're recommending, staff is recommending approval of this project. As you can see, I think it's an enhancement to the site, and it'll be represent an expansion of the petitioner's business. And that concludes the presentation.
Thank you. Is the petitioner here? If you'd like to add anything, you step up, I'd swear you in. Raise your right hand, please.
Okay, you can hear me.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth matters before this commission?
I do.
Could you please state your name and address?
My name is Nick Scarlatis, Scarlatis. I'm the architect for the project, and with me I have the owner, Mr. Saeed Jaber, in case you have any questions of him. I think James gave the information that I was going to give you. So basically, here's the story. Yassini Jewelers have been just around the corner, you know, on the other side, and they've been there for some time. They're successful, but they do not have as much exposure, I think, to the traffic that goes around the Orem Square Mall, which is very important. So they want, instead of being in a building, they want to have their own identity. So they bought this building that has been closed for a number of years, and basically they want to take the building down and put a brand new building. They're going to spend quite a lot of more money, hopefully to make it a little bit more modern. This building has been there for a long time. The roof that is there is, actually the whole building is falling apart right now, and if you go by then you can see that. So they're hoping by coming in, putting some money, doing this building, which we think is more modern than the other one, they will increase their business, and they would like to stay in the city for a long time.
Great.
And basically, that's really the story.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing, but I don't see anybody from the public out there, so I think we can bypass that. So now I will, sir, you didn't have anything to add or anything? Okay. That's good. Okay. Thank you. So we'll go to our commissioners. Commissioner Zamparelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was happy to see this. That building's been sitting there as an eyesore for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And it looks like a nice design. As long as it doesn't it meets all of our requirements, I see nothing wrong with it going in there. So I welcome it, actually. So that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Zatar.
Yeah, I agree. Very beautiful design. Very interesting project. Wish you all the best. I just have two curiosity questions, maybe, if I could. One of the drawings, DD3, outside of the door, shown on the right side of the building, there's what looks like a structure.
Let me come closer.
Sure, yeah, sure. Or I could speak up.
Yeah, I'll go back to
the east elevation.
No, I was looking at the drawing DD3 in the packet.
Is this the site plan?
Are you
speaking of this here?
It's actually a floor plan.
This here?
Yes, right there. I'm curious to know what that structure is in front of that doorway.
Yeah, that's their garbage enclosure.
Okay, garbage, okay.
And next to that, what is a small square in the transformer?
Oh, that's a transformer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same transformer. And as a matter of fact, we're going to use either the plumbing, we're going to connect inside. Also, the owner is, and I'm glad for this, an architect, is that he likes landscaping. So he's glad that he's doing this landscaping, not opposing to it. Yeah, and some people say, well, how do I have to do this landscaping? His direction to me, do whatever you have to make it beautiful. I said, well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
That's great.
So I hired actually, I didn't see landscaper, but now I'm a landscape architect.
Mm-hmm.
Please make the decisions for us.
Yeah, I know that answers the question. Thank you. I maybe would suggest looking at the screening or some trees in front of the transformer. On the landscaping plan, looks quite bare. Might be an eyesore. It's up to you if it meets code, but... I'm sorry? That's right, yep.
Yep, but if you look at the landscaping...
Sir, do you mind speaking into the...
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, the meeting's being recorded. I'm sorry, I should have told you that initially.
Okay.
Ah, we hear you better,
too. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you from here. That's why I came
to there. I'll speak up. I'm sorry.
Okay. But you see, we put a landscaping around that, in front of that transformer. So in essence, really, you're not going to see that transformer from the street.
Okay, great. Yeah, excellent. And then the other question is around occupancy. I'm curious to just understand the occupancy because the inside of the building is very confined with regard to where the customers will be. So is the occupancy based on safety requirements for the area where the customers will be or the overall building?
Look, I think I can answer that question.
Sure.
Unless Sae wants to answer it. From what I know from the existing business that he has three people working inside, and I have never seen any more than three, mostly four customers come at the same time. You don't have a flock of people coming in to buy jewelry that costs thousands of dollars. No, the customers are really selected. And the customers that come here are coming in just for their purpose. So it is like a grocery store, a restaurant, or a bar that you expect people to flock into the place. I don't think in the building would be more than, at any time, more than 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Understood, thank you. And maybe we'll look at the permit that allows for the right size requirements?
Absolutely. The petitioner will be required to submit for building permits with review through our building division, and that's one of the things that they will look at to make sure that the occupancy is correctly calculated
upon
building permit review.
Thank you. Well, anyways, great project. Glad to see it.
Thank you. Commissioner Sanchez.
I would agree with the other commissioners. I think it's a major improvement over what's currently there, so... You know, I like that there's a lot of brick in the building and the landscaping looks nice, so I think it's good to go.
Thank you. Commissioner Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I concur with the my fellow commissioners. That's definitely a step up from what's there. It's a good business that's been here for a while. And, it's nice that you're stepping up into something like that because that's good. That's all I have.
Thank you. Commissioner Schuessler.
Mr. Scarlatus, where's your office? In Crestwood, okay. The only reason I ask is we're not a city, we're a village, as Crestwood is. Keep talking. I'm on 127 and...
Well, that's fine.
And Southwest, okay. Just in case you
want to know. Just want to let you know we're a village, not a city. I agree with the fellow commissioners. It's a very attractive building you've designed. What part of the existing building are you able to salvage?
We're going to keep the west wall and the south wall.
Okay.
Of the existing building.
And then you're going to reclad it.
I think we're going to refinish it, that wall.
Mm-hmm.
We keep only the concrete block, and we'll refinish it with new brick on the outside. So in essence, really, none of the old building you can see.
No, it looks like from your... elevations that it's going to be completely clad with different brick on the outside. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're adding sidewalks, which is I'm sure the staff asked you to do that. That's an improvement.
Yeah, the sidewalks are new. There are no sidewalks now. As a matter of fact, I'm looking north and south, and this will be the only sidewalk on that side of the street, unless you go further north, maybe.
All right. I'm glad you're adding the additional landscaping. I think it will make your building stand out because there are buildings in the immediate area over there that desperately need better landscaping. So yours will, being well landscaped, it will stand out if you're looking to get visibility. My last question has nothing to do with what we're going to approve or disapprove tonight. Where does the name Yassini come from? Okay. Name of the village? Okay. Okay. All right. Has nothing to do, that's okay, he doesn't have to go up there, that's fine. Has nothing to do with what we're approving, I was just curious. Okay, are you ready for a motion?
No, how about me?
Oh, that's right.
Sorry about that. Well, actually.
Actually, the name sounds very Italian, but it isn't Italian.
Yeah, it is. No, but the only thing, you know, before I, the previous site plan without all the landscape, I was gonna, the question I was gonna have was just, you know, when Commissioner Zatar brought up, what was that building? Was a garbage enclosure? And I was saying, well, Jesus, next to a sidewalk, are we gonna have any camouflage for it? And then we come up with the next slide with all the beautiful landscaping, and that answers that question right away.
And our code does require that all utilities be screened from view. So
exactly.
During final landscape review, if we notice that they need additional shrubs, we can always
add
right
those
in
later. Yes, because right next to the sidewalk,
later.
Which is an improvement.
And then their dumpster enclosure, which that is the existing location.
Yes.
That will have to comply with our current standards.
Correct.
So it will need to match the building.
Good. Well, I concur with my other commissioners. It's a beautiful building. I too love landscape and I think that's a great addition. It'll really look attractive, people coming around the Circle Drive. So with that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Schuessler.
Regarding case number 2019-0849, also known as Yassini Jewelers, move to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting and within the staff report dated March 17th, 2020.
Second.
Further move.
I have a second, so I will, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Further move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the preliminary site plan titled Site Improvement Plans Yassini Jewelers, prepared by Wolpert, Sheet C-200, dated January 24th, 2020, subject to the following conditions. Number one, meet all building code requirements and final engineering requirements, including required permits from outside agencies. Number two, screen all mechanical equipment either at grade or at rooftop with landscaping or parapets respectively. Number three, submit a signed permit application to the Development Services Department for separate review. Signs are subject to additional review and approval via the sign permitting process, and additional restrictions may apply. Four, include the location of bicycle parking on the revised final site plan.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Please continue.
Move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the elevations titled Yassini Jewelers, prepared by Nicholas Scarlatis, dated September 21, 2019, subject to the following conditions. Number one, screen all mechanical equipment either at grade level with landscaping or hidden behind the roof line. Number two, all masonry must be anchored veneer type masonry with a 2.625-inch minimum thickness. Number three, submit a signed permit application to the Development Services Department for separate review. Signs are subject to additional review and approval via the sign permitting process, and additional restrictions may apply. Number four, meet all final engineering and building code requirements.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Please continue.
Move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of the preliminary landscape plan titled Jewelry Store, prepared by Ronald Day, dated January 22nd, 2020, subject to the following conditions. Number one, submit a final landscape plan meeting the village codes and all required supporting documentation addressing all outstanding landscape items in conjunction with the final engineering submittal. Two, prior to final approval, comply with section 6.305.6B regulations for plant diversity and revise the landscaping plan accordingly. Three, prior to final approval, comply with section 6-305.F.3.H and submit a tree survey and tree mitigation plan. Four, prior to final approval, provide a revised landscape cost estimate.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Please continue.
Lastly, I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of a special use permit a special use permit amendment to the Orland Square Mall Plan Development Ordinance Number 468 for Yassini Jewelers to allow for a jewelry store commercial retail establishment in the COR Mixed Use District, subject to the same conditions as outlined in the preliminary site plan motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How soon you plan on having
this up? We're very glad you like the building.
Great. How soon you plan on having it up and running?
That's your work cut out for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping Merry Christmas, right?
Okay.
Good luck to you. Best of luck.
Thank you. I move to close public hearing number 2019-0849.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Regarding public hearing number 2019-0756, the petitioner for LaGrange Square notified staff that the required public hearing notice sign was not properly posted on the property, which is a requirement according to Section 5-101G of the Land Development Code. And the petitioner will be required to post it, obviously. So I move to postpone the public hearing for LaGrange Square, case number 2019-0756, to the April 7th, 2020 Plan Commission meeting in order to give the petitioner additional time to meet public hearing notice requirements per Section 5-101G of the Land Development Code.
Second.
Second.
Motion is second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. I move that we close public hearings. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any other business, Commissioner?
I have a question. So there is not 1 in 2 weeks, it's just 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, I believe the schedule's a little bit off for this month because okay. there's additional timelines. So we are the next scheduled meeting is April 7th. And we do have LaGrange Square as well as another project that will be coming forth on that day.
Good.
So we will have two, at least two.
What's the other one coming up?
The other one that is right now scheduled, we sent out the public notice for Megan Nicole Ridge, the subdivision that we previously reviewed.
Yes.
Finally.
And everybody should have received an advance packet on the next meeting.
Yeah, we did because we already had some copies prepared. We did leave some copies for LaGrange Square.
Ed did get one.
It's here.
Oh, it's here?
That's
you got
fine.
It.
The staff report may change a little bit, but sure. The plan should be roughly the same. So we'll make sure that the new plans, if anything changes, they'll all be posted online prior to the meeting.
Ed didn't get one.
I need one.
Okay, we'll give you one more.
Unless there's any other business.
Unless it's up here, this is your stuff.
Mr. Chairman?
No. I move that we adjourn at 7:29 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jaren, you keeping up?
No. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Might have one here.
Thank you guys for coming.
You're welcome.
Good show.
No, that's your scene.
Nothing else?
Can't you go to the house? Can't you just like go out and hang out at a sports bar?
Oh,
well, then why don't you go to a nice restaurant?
How's Sharon?
She's doing okay.
Does she know what's going on?
Basically.
Coronavirus?
Yeah, she knows what's going on.
Today they were.
Maybe this is it. No, this is.